Here's your weekly outdoor and fishing report for November 22nd for the Hayward Lakes area. You know, ice is forming on our lakes now, but this is a recent development and is very much early, and the new ice requires extreme caution. The DNR offers considerable information on ice safety on their website. The following reports are primarily pertaining to early ice fishing once the ice is thick enough for foot travel. We've got a little bit of a warm-up compared to the last weekend, but that could really affect some of the ice thickness out there, so be patient as well as safe, and most of the season lies ahead. As far as the fishing out there, muskie fishing season on open water does continue through December 31st, but it is illegal to fish from them using ice as a platform. You know, there'll be some anglers out there that continue their quest for that big muskie on what open water still remains, and most will be trolling big baits at 8 to 25 feet. Look for fish following schools of baitfish and whitefish and cisco on lakes that still contain them. As far as the walleye move to shallower flats and bays with structure at first ice to feed in the low light hours, but they do hold nearby in deep water during the day. Walleye suckers and fatheads under tip-ups or on jigs and jigging baits are usually some of the most effective presentations. Northern pike fishing can usually be pretty good with fish in shallow bays near weeds, weed lines, wood, and other structure where they find baitfish and panfish concentrations. Suckers, shiners, and minnows on tip-ups and jigging baits will do the trick for them. Largemouth and smallmouth bass, you know, the bass species are generally not the prime focus for ice anglers, but catches seem to have increased over the last few years, mostly on sucker minnows or on shiners under tip-ups over shallow weeds. As far as the crappie fishing after first ice, you know, you can find crappies up shallow around green weeds and cribs and sometimes in the deep basins dispersed throughout the whole water column. So check the entire water column from top to bottom. Crappie minnows, waxy, spikes, plastic, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks are effective as well as small jigging spoons. The bluegill and perch usually are in all parts of the water column too, and from some of the shallow bays to the deep basins. Waxy, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and a plain hook work well for them too. As far as a few other things going on and coming up, we're in the middle of the 9-day gun deer season right now as we're recording this. You know, and as soon as that's over, that'll run through the 27th of November. And then on the 28th, we start the muzzleloader season, and that runs to December 7th. And then December 8th to the 11th, we'll have a 4-day antlerless only deer hunt out there. And another thing, don't forget, if you want to put an application for bear and spring turkey seasons, the deadline for that is December 10th. This report has been compiled from Steve Suman's report on the Hayward Lakes area. And for a complete version of that, you can go to the haywardlakes.com website. And also, if you're looking for more information on Hayward area events and activity, you can visit the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com or the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce websites to view the calendar events. Or you can call 715-634-8662 or 1-800-724-2992. This report has been compiled by Steve Suman, and this is John Myrie filling in for Matt at the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. Hope you all get a chance to get out there and get that buck yet this year. We got a little time left to get out there and do some deer hunting yet, and then lots of ice fishing coming up.